Hey, is Jeremy around?
I'm sorry, there's no Jeremy here.
Oh, Jeremy York's no longer with you guys?
No, he hasn't been here for 4 years.
Oh, wow, I must be working with some old information. Sorry about that. Who's running things these days?
Curtis Fisher.
Curtis Fisher? Okay. Is Curtis available by chance?
No, he's not. Not at the moment. They're out in the, working on something in the factory.
Oh, okay. My name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to follow up with Curtis on an offer I'd sent out your guys away a couple weeks back now. Does he have anybody else around the shop that helps him out with, like, financials, or is that kind of all on him?
Well, I do the, I'm the treasurer. So.
The treasurer? Okay.
Bookkeeper, treasurer, very small shop.
Very small shop, okay. Yeah, I just want to follow up here on a finance offer I'd sent out your guys away a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off some financing you guys had done with Wells Fargo for some equipment back in mid-2012 or so. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yes, we've done, yes, we have several outstanding amounts with them right now.
Okay, yeah, the reason I ask is we have you pre-approved over here based off their lending history for some equipment and capital. Looks like about $250K, so just wanted to see how business was going for you guys.
Right now he's busy as hell, and we are, in fact, cannot even expand where we are, so we're doing some looking around, but it's not going to be anything within this year. We've looked at one place, and we won't be doing any more capital improvements until we move out of here.
Okay.
There's no more room.
Of course, understand that. So you guys are looking to get a bigger shop then, it sounds like?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Are you going to keep the one you're currently in or have both of them?
No. No, we're renting here, so we're looking to either buy or build. But right now we've got to push on with some things that have to be done immediately, so our attention's been taken up with that.
Okay.
We're trying to get some work out, that, very timely things that have to be done. So,
gotcha.
We won't be doing anything for at least this year.
Okay, so maybe early next year, so you guys might start looking around and seeing what you might be interested
That's
in.
Right. Yeah, we're hoping that during the slower period in March, and we'll be able to take a look around and see what we can figure out.
Okay, it starts slowing down for you in March, it sounds like, then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what big projects were you guys working on? You're trying to finish up.
We have orders for machining. We are a machine shop, and we have a little bit more than we can handle with just a regular crew, so we've been working some nights and got a few part-timers in here on weekends trying to get this stuff all done, and it's taking us a little longer than we thought.
Yeah, understandable. Well, at least you guys are staying busy over there and getting everything going. That sounds great. Sounds like you're really establishing yourself there. Yeah, well, the reason I ask here is we have our working capital program really allows us to unlock like 10-15% of your top line revenues unsecured cash. So that cash can be used as you see fit. So if you guys are looking at a new shop sometime next year, that could really probably help you out. So if maybe I can send over my info and you can keep that around and give me a call when you guys are looking to do some stuff, or I can follow up with you.
You can follow up next year.
Okay. Yeah. Is there an email maybe I can send you over my info?
cfisher@machininginnovations.com.
@machininginnovations.com. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. And what was your name again? Sorry about that.
Pat Fisher.
Pat. All right, Pat. Well, I'm glad everything's going well for you guys over there. And I will follow up maybe once a quarter and just check in, see how you guys are doing.
Okay.
All right. Yep, you have a good one. Bye-bye.